European leaders are slamming US President Donald Trump's tariff threats over Greenland. Tariffs of up to 25% unless Greenland is ceded to the United States. Starting the 1st of February, Trump plans to slap a 10% tariff on goods from Britain, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Finland. This would rise to 25% from the 1st of June, unless a deal is reached for, quote, the complete and total purchase of Greenland. European leaders said the move risks pushing relations into a dangerous downward spiral. In a joint statement, the eight countries said they stand united against Trump's threat. Trump has repeatedly expressed his desire to seize Greenland, which is an autonomous territory of Denmark. He argues that bringing Greenland under US rule serves American national security, and claims that Denmark, a fellow NATO member, is unable to defend Greenland from Russia or China if they invade.
This is really a red line that has been crossed here. That's why I think you're seeing Europe convene today in this emergency summit in Brussels and prepare potential retaliatory tariffs. I don't think Europe has a choice, because they need to say to Donald Trump, no, it is not acceptable to threaten to take by force the territory of a NATO ally. That could potentially put the US and the EU in the realm of a trade war.
In Greenland, thousands have marched across snow and ice to protest against the US president.
He's just arrogant and a very big bully. He does not care of anything.
Well, I mean, a tariff of 25% is nothing against the free world, is it? I think that's the way you have to look at it. This is a fight for freedom. It's for NATO. It's for what everything the Western Hemisphere has been fighting for since World War II.
We just want to live in quiet and peace and with each other in this great country. We are the ones who know our country best. We know how to take care of it, and we just want the world to know that.